Well, I've been asked to describe a little what Simbang Gabi is all about. You know, it is a Filipino tradition, and the Philippines, being a colony of Spain for around 333 years, the tradition that we have in our country dates back to our Catholic background, the Roman Catholic background. And in Roman Catholicism, the number 9 is very important, so that 9 days before Christmas, actually December 16th, today, 9 days before Christmas, Roman Catholic churches back home in the Philippines early in the morning start worship services. This goes on for 9 days until the Christmas Eve. We know that in Roman Catholic tradition, there's what they call the novena. Novena coming from the Latin word for 9. So that's the tradition we have. And even Protestant Christians, after the Americans came and Protestantism was introduced in the Philippines, the Protestant Filipinos carried on the tradition. So most of us here, those of us who grew up in the Methodist Church, we remember those early mornings starting December 16th, when we would all be roused by our parents to go to church. And after church, then we'd go back and stop by some of the eating places that are already open. And that's how the tradition was built. Anyway, that is Simbang Gabi. Now, for us being here, we don't get up early in the morning enough to continue the tradition. But I think there are some churches now that are doing that. And even Protestant churches with majority Filipino membership, they've started doing it here. But anyway, that is Simbang Gabi. So friends, please join me in prayer. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of all our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. So like the song goes, it's beginning to look a lot like Christmas. But we are still in Advent, which is supposed to be the season of joyful and reverent anticipation. And yet, studies suggest that during this time of the year, people feel more stress than being relieved of it. It is a normal human response, especially among those who have suffered a recent loss or setback, those who are struggling financially, mentally, emotionally, those who live alone, and those who have no place to call home. And then add to this all the things that are happening in our world today. In the Middle East and in Africa, the continuous war and strife that has resulted in a refugee crisis the world has never seen before. In the Philippines, unchecked extrajudicial killings that happen almost every day that has already claimed thousands of lives. In the West, the European Union is breaking apart after the rise of right-wing political parties. And back here at home, hate crime is on the rise. And we have just witnessed the most divisive and vitriolic presidential campaign ever. Add all those things, and is it any wonder that many of us feel like it's beginning to look a lot like Christmas, and yet it doesn't feel like it, does it? The headlines are bad. And because of that, it is easy to see that the anticipated joy of Christmas is really still a distant dream. It seems that we are living in a world that is unsettled, a planet that is out of kilter. And yet, the world in which Jesus was born was not unlike the world we live in today. We have so romanticized the story of Christmas that we often forget the stark realities that were present at the time when Jesus was born. You see, Israel was an occupied land, an obscure backwater in the vast expanse of the Roman Empire. Its history has been generations upon generations of being conquered and subjugated by one foreign power after another, interspersed with native rule that start out great and degenerate into corruption and apostasy. And into this dark and forlorn world, God sent into motion the salvation of the world. You see, when Jesus was born, Israel was a captive nation. Its king was a cruel vassal of the empire, who was derisively called a half-Jew, and whose main claim to fame was his building projects. One can already imagine the palaces that he built with neon lights proclaiming, "This is Herod's tower. This is Herod's temple." The people were torn between a hard rock and a hard place. On the one hand, there were the ruthless Roman conquerors, and on the other, Herod and his corrupt cohorts. But like I said, into this dark and forlorn world, God sent into motion the redemption of our world. Prophets from centuries before first uttered the whispers of hope. "Those who live in darkness have seen a great light. Nation shall not rise up against nation. A little child shall lead them, and the government shall be upon his shoulders, and his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, Almighty God, the Prince of Peace." The gospel writers then complete the story, the greatest ever told. Angels of God appear to the faithful with a simple message: "Fear not." First to Zechariah, bringing news of a long-awaited son who would become the voice crying out in the wilderness to prepare the way of the Lord. Then to a young virgin to tell her that she will bear in her womb the Savior of the world. And when the child was born, angels appeared to the shepherds in the fields bearing the good news of the Messiah's birth. "Fear not," the angel said. "Fear not, brothers and sisters. Though long you wait like Zechariah and Elizabeth for whatever it is that will bring you joy, God has not forgotten you. Fear not, brothers and sisters. However lonely and powerless you may feel, for like Mary, you will sing, 'God has brought down the powerful from their thrones and lifted up the lowly.' Fear not, brothers and sisters, for unto us a child is born. Fear not, for like the message to the shepherds, the angel brings tidings of great joy. Fear not. Whatever it is that we are feeling today, whether those twinkling lights or those jingle bells or those small Santas remind us of whatever it is that hurt us instead, fear not. For in that baby, matched against a powerful empire, we know what history teaches us. Caesar and his empire has long crumbled into dust, and yet here we are, celebrating the birth of a lowly child, born in a stable, laid in a feeding trough, and yet the King and Savior of this world. Fear not. Amen.